All right, we're heading to the Roscoe Beer Thunderline Bel Air Music Festival Saturday. She will be here, and we're saying good morning. Welcome to Thunder Country to Aubrey Sellers. Aubrey, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
Doing well. This is exciting, getting a chance to introduce you to some of our Thunderheads that may not be familiar with you. I know so many of our Thunderheads are so excited about you coming to the Bel Air Music Festival. And, you know, to say that you come from a musical household would be a little bit of an understatement.
Yeah. I grew up around music. Everyone in my family does music. And even, you know, my grandparents were in a gospel group. And then my dad and my mom moved to Nashville. And they both had record deals. And they write and do everything. And my stepdad produces and has a publishing company. So everyone in my family does music.
Yes. Of course, Grammy Award-winning Leanne Womack, your mom. And just an amazing songwriter with your dad and all that influence. But, you know, Semirano and I really don't like to read a lot about an artist that we get a chance to talk to for the first time, because we like you to tell your story and let our Thunderheads know a little bit about you. But something did catch my eye that I saw, and it was just how wide your musical influences were when you go everybody from the Kinks to Creedence to Ricky Skaggs to Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, I grew up listening to so many kinds of music, and I grew up around a lot of country music and a lot of traditional country and bluegrass. My dad played with Ricky Skaggs when I was little, and Vince Gill, and then my mom listened to a lot of classic music, so I grew up around that. But then as I got a little older, you know, I'm part of the internet generation, I was able to expose myself to so many different kinds of music as well, and I love rock music and old blues music and a lot of fringe country music like Steve Earle and Dwight Yoakam and like you're saying, Led Zeppelin was a huge influence on me, rock-wise. And, you know, my record is all electric, so I think that's something, I call it garage country because of some of those different influences, and I think it's helped develop a sound for me that's a little bit different, and it definitely has a lot of drive and a lot of energy, like a rock record, but it's still very much country, and the songwriting's country, and my voice is very country, so I think all of those influences have come together and helped me create my own sound.
Well, yeah, I love that term, garage country. You've been kind of classified as Americana. How does that fit with you?
The reason I call it garage country is because I think I like having my own descriptor. I've always considered myself a country artist, but nowadays, if you're really country, they sort of label you as Americana. Or at least, you know, a lot of the more traditional country artists. So, I don't mind any associations, whether people want to call me country or Americana or whatever. That's kind of why I made up my own labels. But I think there's a lot in my music for both mainstream country and Americana and a lot of these other places as well, even rock. So, I think, you know, it fits, but, you know, I also fit some other places as well.
And the new project, New City Blues, let's talk about that. How was the process of putting that together for you?
So there's 14 songs on the record, and I wrote all of them, either wrote or co-wrote all of them. So for me, it was a really, I didn't have a label when I made the record, and I just signed to Warner Brothers, and they're actually going to re-release it. But I went in, and I had these songs ready, and when I started writing, I didn't know I was writing for a record, but by the time I had a bunch of songs together, I thought, okay, I'm really ready to do this. So I went in, and I started developing my sound and doing a lot of pre-production and taking my time in the studio and making sure I had the right musicians and really just focusing on the musical aspect of it 100%, because there was no deadline. There was you know, basically no limits at the time. So I really took my time with it, and it developed into what it is now, and I released it independently, and then it got picked up by a major label, and so it's like been the longest journey for a debut album, I think, of all time. I started recording it in 2013, so and it's, you know, it's still going. It kind of feels like I'm starting all over again, which is cool, so I'm just excited for more people to hear it.
That is great. And, you know, we were talking a little bit ago about the Americana label. And a very good friend of Michelle's and mine and all of our Thunderheads here at Thunder 102, who we unfortunately lost last year, was Mr. Nashville, Billy Block, who Billy would join us every Monday here on Siliberto and Semirano. And he had a great love for Americana. And you're a perfect example of how that genre does just branch out to so many influences, and we're talking about that with your current project. But when you look at, as we had mentioned earlier, your dad, Jason Scheller, is a top songwriter, and your mom, Leanne Womack, they've been obviously exposed to doing it the old way of doing things. How are they in giving you advice when now, as you said, you're a product of the internet generation? There's a whole new way of distribution, of getting the music out there. That also brings out a lot of whole new caveats. What's the blend between the old and the new when you guys are sitting around the dinner table talking about the music?
Well, musically, I think, it's been really easy to be who I am. So there wasn't a lot of discussion about should I or should I not do this musically. Mm-hmm. But as far as career decisions, like I said, I put out the record independently because it was such a different sound. And a lot of the time if you start off with a label or you have a development deal, they sort of get in the middle of the creative process, which is something that a lot of people can avoid now, basically, and have freedom to make their music exactly how they want it and then get it out there via the internet or even some, distribution companies now that will just do distribution deals. So that whole part of the industry is definitely new, I think, and obviously the internet has sort of changed the game for people being able to get their name out there and get their music out there without having a major deal on. Now I've done it that way, and I got to make the record I want and have a major label re-release and not touch anything about it musically, which is pretty incredible. So I've been really lucky to sort of use the new and the old to my advantage in that way.
That's great, and you should be very, very proud of that.
I'm excited.
All right. Well, the Bel Air Music Festival is happening on Saturday.
And Aubrey, our Thunderheads, this is going to be their first time to see you perform live here in the extended area of Thunder Country at the Bel Air Music Festival in Highmount. What is your stage show like?
It's very high energy, like the record, and I'd say it's even more garagey than the record, I think, live. I like it to be high energy, so that's one thing it is for sure. And I will say, I'm not much of a talker. I like to play music more than I like to talk, so there'll be a lot of music. When people are putting together a set, normally they'll say, it's an hour. What is that like? However many songs. And for me, it's like double the amount because I play so much more music in my set. So it's a lot of music and a lot of energy.
Well, Thunderheads, get your tickets now. We'll have information, thunder102.com, Thunder102 Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, on where you can get your tickets. More information on this young lady that's coming to Bel Air Music Festival on Saturday, Aubrey Sellers. And Thunderheads, expect garage country, but expect even more garagey, as Aubrey said, for this show on Saturday. And you can hold her to it. How's that, Aubrey?
Yeah, all right.
All right. Aubrey, we appreciate the time. I know so many of our Thunderheads excited. So many new Thunderheads who just got a chance to meet you this morning, I'm sure, are excited about it. Again, happening on Saturday at Bel Air Music Festival. Information, thunder102.com, Thunder102 Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Aubrey Sellers, thank you for your time. And again, welcome to, as Michelle said, the extended area of Thunder Country.
Thank you so much for having me.